dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I
don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, nasty.
Takes your ass back, cause I just dodged the
I fell in love with someone sweet and pure.
Ugly bitches!
Eat my ass!
Me Tank, we're live on Pod Bizzle here. And I got some special guests tonight. We're going to talk about that pride thing that this month's about, I guess, that rainbow parade and whatnot. I've been a homophobe my whole life. I'm not afraid to admit it. And I guess I'm going to have to lighten up a little bit. So don't be hating. Candy Taint is no holds barred. We say what the fuck we want to say and we don't give a fuck. So if you got a problem with it, don't listen. But we do have some special guests tonight. We got a first time on the show. Welcome to the show, ma'am. And what is your name? Tell America what your name is.
McD's.
McD's. What's up? What's up? And we got another special guest.
My name is Jetho. What's up, folks?
Jetho.
That's right.
All right.
Cool. That's right. What's up, people? That's Jetho in the house. You know your boy. What's up?
And we got a in and out of pride. But I'm always about pride. You know, I got a little bit of pride in me, but it ain't a rainbow flag for sure.
And a rainbow flag up in the McD's.
And McD's, oh, McD's. So we got these, we got some rainbow warriors in the house. I got a little bit of pride. And
I'm just against it. If you hit on me, just please go away because I don't go there.
Right. Well, most gays know that.
But it's not even just about being gay or lesbian. So
excuse me, ma'am. What is your name again?
Mystic.
Mystic. Mystic. In the house tonight. So we got some new people on Candy Taint. This is a heated subject and debated subject, but I am going to let my guard down and I'm going to listen and talk about this. So if I offend anybody, who gives a fuck? And I'm sorry.
But
I'm not going to sleep any better or any less, you know, if you fucking have a problem with what I'm saying. But I will not offend or be derogatory towards the pride community, the rainbow warriors out there. I have no problem with what you do. I choose to be a lesbian my whole entire life and that will never change. So So I'm putting that out there. So warning, parental advisory, and here we go. Welcome to our show. All right. So where did this mystic, where did this rainbow pride parade thing start? When did it all start?
Well, let me ask you a question. You watch lesbian porn, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. So
basically,
they probably celebrate pride, right? Because they're lesbian. So what's the difference between lesbian and gays?
And what do you mean, like gay, like two dudes?
You don't watch two dudes having sex.
Oh, fuck
you
no.
Watch two I don't like. Having sex.
I watch two lesbians because I like what they're doing.
Okay.
And I like the same thing. And I like
and
what they're
they
eating.
They like that too. And that's why they do that, right?
Right. But I mean, like two what? Gay guys, I mean, I'm not liking anything that's going on there. Hairy balls fucking all over your fucking
okay,
face.
What if your balls are hairy? Yeah, why do they gotta be hairy?
I don't even like my own balls.
But you shave yours.
Yeah, I shave them because I don't like the way they look.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I definitely don't want them on my chin.
Guys, if they're not homos, no offense. I mean, if there's offense taken, that's fine. Whatever.
Who gives a fuck?
I just don't like anything in my ass. Okay? I don't understand how that
I
is.
I don't like anything in my ass either.
Hey, but hold on, McDee.
Hold on. We'll let Jetho talk here.
If there was supposed to be a man and a man with a full with a dick in a hole, wouldn't they have a vagina too?
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's
y'all.
Right.
Why are lesbians okay in your eyes?
Because
right.
Why?
Because
why are lesbians okay?
Because it's a double standard.
It is not.
It is not a double standard.
It is not a double standard.
If it was a double
way.
Standard, then here's the thing: guys like tits, and lesbians have tits. It's two on two, one on one, tits on tits. It's not.
What is the difference between? What happens in their bedroom and what happens in your bedroom?
Exactly. That I will agree with that. Who gives a fuck?
There you go. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. If I work with a dude,
if those two men are happy and they're not bothering you, it doesn't matter.
If I work with a dude and he's a good worker, whatever, I fucking respect him. He goes home and he fucking ass munches his fucking boyfriend every night. I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
You
do though.
It
doesn't matter.
I do give a fuck, but I don't care what the fuck he's doing when he leaves the fucking place. You know, the workplace.
But that's. His life and his
So, for real. And so, I took like 43 years of my life.
Here's my thing. Like, I'm a pansexual, so I don't see your body.
So what's a pansexual?
So a pansexual is not, I'm not attracted to your body. I'm not attracted to your eyes and your face. I'm attracted to everything on the inside. I'm attracted to your personality. The way that I watch you move through the world, like, just
a soul surfer, huh?
Right? I'm a soul surfer,
yes.
And I'm one of those people that I sit back and I will observe people before I'm like, oh my god, listen, you're beautiful. I love you. I tell people I love them all the time. It has nothing to do with looks, it has nothing to do with gender. I don't see gender. I could give a fuck less if you're a cat.
I do. A man, a woman.
The
same way.
I'm not into bestiality because that's a whole different conversation.
No, yeah, there's nothing prideful in bestiality.
I'm just saying, like...
You never, like...
As a pansexual...
You never had a cold one?
What?
You never had a feeling to pop a cold one?
A cold one of what?
That's very...
No, I don't want to go have sex with a dead body.
Why not?
Why
not? It doesn't have your personality. What in the hell?
Fucking warm that motherfucker in the crematory. Pop it out.
All right, listen, Jeffrey. Listen, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's like a hot pocket.
Keep that nasty to yourself, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's better than an Alabama hot pocket, which, folks, is when somebody defecates into a woman's vagina after their orgasm.
Jesus Christ, that's disgusting, Jeff.
I learned that from Urban Dictionary. Just don't dirty Sanchez.
All right. So when did we get to the parade thing? Like, when did
you
we start?
To
like,
a parade.
When did gays become?
I took the kids there, and like, you go there, and like, people just wear what they want to wear. They wear nothing if they want to. Their birthday suits.
When did you guys become popular in school? For one, I'm curious about that because people kept their mouths shut or they got fucking drug in the bathrooms and beat when I went to school.
Swirlies.
And which is not acceptable either. No.
Swirlies, I remember swirlies.
I remember swirlies, I got a few.
I mean, the abuse on the gay community is fucked up.
It is.
But you have abused the gay community.
No, I have never abused the gay community.
Don't even lie.
No,
you have to. So why?
In private, not to their face.
Okay, in your
I got a gay cousin.
But why, though? Have you abused it? Why?
Why? Because
why are you afraid?
But you'll watch a lesbian.
Because it's society.
Lesbian, right?
Yes, because I like that shit. They like the same thing as I do. I like to eat pussy. They like to eat pussy. I like to watch girls eat pussy. And I like to eat pussy.
Okay, so.
I watch girls eat pussy.
Yeah, it's different than chugging down a cock.
You ever ate pussy?
But a guy? Yes, I have.
It's delicious.
Plenty of times, actually. It is. Definitely. Right. Doesn't taste like cotton candy, but it's
what's
better?
Sucking cock or eating pussy?
Eating pussy.
It depends on who you're in love with.
Ah.
And it depends on.
But that's the thing is that nowadays people like, I get that fucking is an emotional thing and it contracts two people together and people usually catch feelings.
What if you pay
but
for
if,
it?
Well, if you pay for it, that's a different thing. And if you can't accept the fact that you just paid for a fuck, then you just did just.
I refuse to pay for a fuck. I will not pay for a dating website,
but I'll go to the Bunny Ranch.
I mean, but that's a little different though, isn't it? I mean, the Bunny Ranch is like a one of those things where you go and there's a mutual understanding, like we're here to fuck and leave.
I would like to just drink beer and watch fucking six chicks just fucking eat each other.
But like, I'm not gonna pay for you to.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing is that most people nowadays they fuck and then they want to get married the next day.
So we got all of our issues here. We got our comments on that. So like, really, does anybody know like when? like gays like openly like when it was okay to like say, hey, I'm a gay.
As far as when I'm gay concerned, listen, I was in high school and had a girlfriend at 16 years old. So I'm 34 right now. And so, I was 16 and had a girlfriend in high school.
June 1999.
And I would hold her hand, walk her through the fucking hallways, drop her off at class, give her kisses at my locker. I didn't give a fuck. We were like the black sheeps of the fucking high school, and everybody was like, oh my God, y'all nasty.
So,
oh,
yeah. So if you guys wanted some useful information, June 1999 was
of course,
when
but fuck that. Like, don't sit there and judge me.
Yeah, but
you know,
they're like popular now. Like, well, they're the popular kids.
They're,
like,
they're not the popular kids. They're still being massively abused. You still see gay men getting beat up. Absolutely. Yes.
My stepson said that my cousin
literally committed suicide his whole life.
Yeah. His whole life, he was fucking bullied.
His whole fucking life, he was on medication, and he fucking committed suicide.
Yeah,
people egged his
up.
Card and fucking.
Yeah,
he was gay.
Went to the fucking campus park, and he fucking committed suicide.
Yeah, and that's horrible. I mean, bullying is unacceptable.
But he had a loving family, and that's the thing that's fucked up. Is his family accepted him for who he was, and his family was there.
Yeah, I never committed suicide. Yeah, and it's horrible. It's a horrible thing. I mean, he's not the first, and he's definitely not the last, for sure.
So, anyway, to answer your question, June 1999 was the first recognition of Pride Month as President Bill Clinton declared the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots every June in America as Gay Lesbian Pride Month.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Fucking brought that up.
In 2011, President Barack Obama expanded the officially recognized Pride Month to include the whole of the LGBT community.
Oh, fucking Obama. Good for you. Because you got a fucking, you got a Bush dyke ass fucking wife, for sure. You know she ain't fucking sucking his cock.
That's I'm sure she is. Have you seen that big old mouth, though?
Nah, she's
got a big mouth of Steven Tyler.
She got a
She's
got
Steven Tyler
lips. Barack's taking the strap on for sure. For sure.
What happens in his bedroom is his business.
Exactly.
That's a presidential
right
there.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I wonder if he, you know, I wonder if this is an obvious ass question a lot. I wonder if the president actually fucks to the...
Oh my God.
You think they fucked it? I don't know. I think... I could see Michelle like getting down to some...
I could see Michelle putting on a strap on and fucking Barack in the ass.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she was definitely wore the pants.
But it was also a man.
That ain't the president no more, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, Sleepy Joe ain't good. And you know Biden can't get it
Biden on the other hand.
You know why they call him Biden, right? Biden some time.
Trump to come back into office and handle business.
Where I stay at nowadays, I got this little, I'm in a group community right now. I'll just put that out there that it's not a pride community, but there is one rainbow warrior there. There might be more than one, but one I know. And he's fucking flaming as fuck. And like before, you know, like 10 years ago, I wouldn't have talked to this dude. I wouldn't have given him the time of the day. Really, but he's a gentle soul. But he's definitely, I mean,
out there.
He's a fucking, he's a flamer. For sure. I don't know if that's cool to say, but I'm
gay.
He's
really not.
He's
I'm
a flaming gay. I mean, but he's just a girl. Straight up.
He walks around with no shoes on and Shane just can't fucking stand it.
He's just so gay.
That's a CD.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, that's just him. Obviously, some fucking chromosome somewhere.
Now, but let's be honest
my
here.
Opinion,
and that's not even a joke.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Let's be honest.
My cousin, I got a cousin that's gay and he's very successful. He's a professor at college in New Hampshire. But
that has nothing to do with his.
But he's very, very brilliant.
In
most gays.
Yeah, he ripped me off and I still just like, I'm like,
who ripped you off?
SIM card, remember?
Oh, the flamer at the fucking POB. Yeah. You got to take care of that. But if you do, it's a fucking hate crime. Now they got all these protected rules.
Yeah, well, just like
what's
sex
up with that?
It's a protected.
Oh, that's a different show.
But I don't
that's
care because it's a SIM card. I can go get another one.
Oh, fuck.
Listen.
All right.
It would be a hate crime against Mariah because she got a fucking rainbow flag.
Whoa. Who the fuck's Mariah?
Who's Mariah?
Mariah.
Who's this Mariah?
The wind. Mariah the wind.
Yeah, talking about Mariah Carey.
Exactly.
She's talking about Mariah Carey right now.
We got Mariah Carey in studio.
I've heard Mariah Carey's a flamer. Like, Lady Gaga's got a penis, I've heard.
I fucking love the Gaga.
Dude, I would move Lady Gaga's penis out of the way.
There you go. Okay, so how yes. did you start there at 8?
Fuck yeah. Show me your poker face. Fuck.
Poker in the face.
I got a question. I got a question for the audience out there. If any any people want to chime in on this heated subject, but I'm just curious. Like, is it? Are you guys born this way, or were you just like, hey, I like a guy point
hey.
Of view? Like,
these
bitches in this school are fucking hideous. I'm going to fuck my best friend. How does that happen? Are you born that way, or are you just like, fuck, we're close?
I mean, I can tell you that prison was like, all right, I don't got no dick, so I'm going to get some pussy. I got some. And
now, see, I would do the same if I was a girl.
Yeah, if you were a girl, but if you were a guy and you went to prison?
Uh-uh.
Hey, some dudes do last resort in prison because they're there.
What happens in prison stays in prison is what I hear, but that's why I don't go to prison.
You're the next Bubba.
No, motherfuckers.
Oh, why is it
that's when I get in a fight. I only hit you 6 times. I'm not going to hit you 7 times.
His friend's name is Bubba and he died in a car accident.
What if the guy's name is Evgeny? Like, or the bitch's name is Svetlana or
the Squirrel Master.
The Squirrel Master. Or JR.
Mike. There might be a Mike in prison.
Oh, Mike. Yeah.
Oh, you know there's fucking millions of Mics in prison.
Right.
The damn Mike ain't gonna fucking take my man. I'll tell you right now. If I ever go to prison, knock on motherfucking wood, and I get took without my permission, my lifelong goal will be to fucking take his life.
What if nobody supports your ass? What if nobody supports your ass?
Well, he took my ass.
You know, like, I really need my dick sucked right now, so for a ramen noodle.
Oh, mouth's what different. A mouth
really
is a mouth.
I really need my dick sucked for
no,
a ramen
what if
noodle.
He, well, no, what if I wrote, what if the dude
I would
really
let a dude suck my dick. Doesn't make me gay.
What if the dude really
gay?
Wants to suck a
it
dick?
It does make you
it does not make me gay. I close my eyes.
No,
bisexual.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
You take it from a man.
Not if you're in prison. Prison.
Oh my God! These women are just nuts.
I'm talking about. That's why I never went to prison because I don't have.
You know, what if you do? Knocking on wood.
No, I'm saying if anybody takes my ass without my permission, I will never get my permission.
What about your dick being sucked?
That's Priya.
$20 Willing to go?
Well, somebody paid me $20 to suck my dick.
Ramen noodle is a ramen noodle.
Fuck! I'd let fucking Jethro over here suck my dick for $20.
There you go.
I'll
do you see what
bones.
I'm saying?
You want some fucking
cocktail? And so that's
right.
Absolutely
so you're
bisexual.
Not a fucking.
But I could close my eyes and I could think of Bella Danger all day long.
And
I won't be thinking of Mick Jagger sucking my dick. That's damn
I'm just saying. There's
Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler and Mick Jagger.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
They got there the same mouth. But
plenty of times. I was getting booty and I was thinking about something else. Just saying.
Yeah, well, sometimes
us
guys...
Male or male?
No, but sometimes...
Male.
Either or.
But sometimes us guys
like,
just
and
make
when
sure
I masturbate, it's gotta be women.
I'm not a big
gotta
masturbator.
Be women.
Really?
I'm not a big masturbator either.
I'm not a big porn person either. I want to be a pornographer, but like, porn, for some reason, lesbian porn gets me off.
Like, amen, sis. I'm like, goddamn, bitch, get that.
Hell yeah. Look, be on the lookout for that candy tank product shizzles. Oh, we're going to come out with the porn business.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I go for every time.
Well, it sounds like you two have got it all
set up. I want
to but even getting dick at lesbian porn is like,
I love watching a white girl get some BBC, and I'm like, bitch, let them titties bounce.
My favorite porn would probably be my go-to would be threesomes because there's two women and one dude, so I don't see a lot
not
of dick.
All
but
threesomes have
I like threesome.
Yeah, no, all threesomes have two women and one dude.
Not all threesomes.
Yeah, exactly.
Not all threesomes.
That's what
I've been. I've been in a fucking threesome.
With threesomes that you see with two dudes and one chick.
I've been in a threesome with two dudes and a chick.
Fucking double penetration. You have to.
I can't do it.
See, but that's the thing is that if you have
what's the most sums you've been in?
Y'all niggas don't call JB be making a drop. Y'all niggas don't.
Now, threesome, what's the most you've been in?
Fivesome.
I think six.
Six some?
Well, six.
Yeah.
No.
Woo.
What was the ratio?
Oh, hell, what's going to happen there?
Oh, 4 play before Christmas.
Damn. Tis the season.
Maybe we should even put on some Christmas music.
Yeah. Like celebrating Christmas in the spring.
Oh, I agree. It started to look great.
You smell so good.
I know.
Definitely threesome, but
that's, I mean, I'm just gonna say this. Let's be honest here.
A girl and a guy.
I'm not trying to make a joke. I mean, I kind of am, but let's be honest. Like, I've had a threesome with two lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was actually the most fun, other than with my current wife, that I've ever fucking had.
I wouldn't mind just, like, me just sitting in a chair watching fucking five girls just fucking go at it. I you don't have to invite me in. I just want to watch. I think that'd be fucking hot as fuck.
Sitting in a chair and you watch five guys go at it.
I would.
What's the difference?
I would leave the fucking room because that's not my thing. That would not turn me on. It would fucking.
Their thing. How do you know, though?
How the fuck you mean? How do you know? What the fuck? No, no.
How would I know? I tried jacking off.
That'd be like
my shit went in.
That would be like me fucking sitting in front of a fucking.
What about midget porn? Have you ever tried midget porn?
Yeah,
it felt like a pussy for a minute. I don't know what was that.
When your fucking when your kids throw up, do you just sit there and stare at them and watch them puke and say, "Oh yeah, that's good, good, good. I love it." No, it's the same thing. That's what I think of when I think of five guys fucking in front of me. I think of vomit.
Five guys hamburger.
What?
About five guys.
Five guys hamburgers.
Burger.
Oh,
five guys.
Five guys.
One burger. Oh, God.
Like, oh, yeah.
Five guys right now.
Like,
five guys, one burger.
Two girls in one cup.
So no. I got a question for all the folks out there. So I know everybody's into this pride thing and everything else, but who honestly out there, other than, you know, me and my wife who do it just by ourselves, who else out there does BDSM? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you probably should look it up, or you can come back for a later viewing of this podcast, and I will explain it in depth.
What's it called again?
It's called BDSM or Impact Play or Master Slave.
Impact Play. I kind of like play. That.
That's what it's called with the paddles and the whips and the chains. Like, and
I don't like a lot of pain.
But it wouldn't be on you, but that's the difference. Are like you Dom pain. Or sub?
I don't know. I just like recently.
I don't know what I am, but I'm looking into
okay, so
it.
Who works the motion more?
Who's in charge?
Who spanks the ass and who
takes?
I'm always in charge.
Okay, there you go. So you're more of the dom.
Yeah, you're not a sub. You don't submit to your old lady.
No, like, hell no.
I'm a dom controlling. In life.
And a sub
and
then
in the bed. I'm a sub.
But yeah. the choking thing, I don't know.
But
don't
that's the thing is some people can like know how to do it.
It's like that one thing where like.
You have to know how to do
much,
it.
It's too much, and right. I'll tell you, right? Just
you're
it.
Supposed to know how to do it, really.
Yeah,
it
I just, I'm just not into choking.
If it's too much, that person will tell you.
Babe.
They don't want to die during this.
You just
process.
Grab their wrist like this, and you push them back, and that's what you do to make them submit.
I don't know. I just want to get punched in my face right when I come. I don't fucking know. But
isn't that what really honestly make you come?
Why the fuck would I want to be choked when I'm nutting?
Because
why do you want to be punched?
But it's a difference.
Oh, it's a fucking difference
for a dude.
There's a huge difference between punching and choking.
Well, yeah, it'd be like your fuck number, you know, like fucking when you got to reset when you're about to come, you know, from a guy's point of view, like
fucking
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, reset.
Well,
you know?
I mean, but that's right, the thing
you
is that you're
that
supposed
out,
to,
you let me know how
you're supposed to
you.
Only, you're not supposed to full on
next
like,
time
rip. You're supposed to choke until they can't breathe, but until the point that where they almost pass out, but then they fucking come out of it and you let
well,
go.
Well, sometimes I'm not paying attention nuts, right to what's there. Going on around me. I just fucking just
that
be pounding
that
away.
You're doing it from behind doggy style and you take a paddle and whack them in the ass before they come. Or right as they're about to come. They do,
or just fucking, or just kidney
or,
punch.
Or,
boom!
No, or if you're, rib, no, if you're going like this, see, if you're going like this, right? And then right as she's about to come, pull out and smack that fucking clit as hard as you fucking can, and it'll make a fucking chick go...
Oh God, that's crazy. Jesus Christ, you're getting deep in here.
What's up?
So if you're fucking a chick like this, right? And okay, fucking then
from the back.
Oh
no.
We got a guest.
So missionaries.
Woody of the bushes. You want to join in on this call?
As soon as you're, she's
get some insight.
You pull out and you grab the towel. And
Jesus Christ, that sounds like assault.
That's where it's at.
There's a difference.
We fucking squirting. We're not
so
class about to get drunk.
We are.
That's the real question on how you make someone squirt.
Oh yeah. Yes, it is.
Where's the paddle?
Yeah, right here. Yeah, because I know that shit. Because
yes.
Yeah, if you really want honest expertise, look to somebody who's done it more than once.
Okay. Amen, brother.
Who's done it at least 100 times or more and isn't a bitch when they hit.
Amen. A bitch when you hit? You ever had cotton candy sprayed on your face?
No.
No.
Do you want some cotton candy sprayed on your face?
I have.
I'll show you in 2.5 seconds.
What?
I make cotton candy. I was just... What?
She's talking about cotton candy balls.
She can make you squirt in 2.5 seconds.
Not hard to do.
It's a cookie. I know cookies. I have a cookie. Come on.
It's really not that hard if you. No,
it's never been.
If you get to know the Pillsbury Doughboy, you got to know how to make fucking rounds.
There you go. If you know the if you get to know the Pillsbury Doughboy,
then you'll have donuts.
Know how to make those?
I guess if you're a, you know. If you're a girl, you're a girl, you know.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
But like,
you have to know.
What does cotton candy have to do with it?
Well, there's this girl that I met once, but I actually had her squirt on my face. She did it. She did it willingly, of course, so I didn't have to force it. And
you never have to force
it. I shit you not. It smelled and tastes like cotton candy. I shit you not. It was fucking actual flavor. I went and bought the fucking air freshener for my car right afterwards because I couldn't get rid of that smell out of my nose. I just wanted it there all the time.
To smell cotton candy.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how does cotton candy come out of a fucking human being?
Because it smells like that when you get nice and moist and wet and warm. And you actually work the juices that are going through it. But you have to know when your stopping point is. You have to know when enough is enough.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
When is enough and
listen,
enough?
Listen.
I'm going to say, I've been in an 8-hour session.
I'm talking about impact.
Well, impact. Absolutely.
That's what I was talking about.
You have to know when enough is enough.
Yeah,
when you have that person in that complete fucking broken down, vulnerable state, and you're spanking them, and you're just giving them that pain relief that they fucking need.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
We're talking about
there's a certain line, but you have to have a boundary line, a safe word.
You have to have a safe word.
Because if you don't, you can hurt that somebody really bad.
Could you?
So what would be an example of a safe word?
Okay, so here, can I get the example?
Yeah.
Please. Okay, so if you're in an impact play and somebody's already handcuffed and you've already used the big flogger, you're already upgraded to the crop, you need to have a safe word like red. Or green, yellow, red. Red being just like, I'm done, fucking tapped out, fucking give me the bell kind of thing. Yellow is like, oh, I'm almost there, fucking just keep going.
What's your safe word?
Red.
Green, red.
Yellow.
You have three of them?
So what does red mean?
Red means done. Just like, don't touch me. Green means I'm good. We're good to go.
Yellow means like, hey, you're a little close to my tank.
No, yellow, keep going. Yellow's keep going. Caution, just keep going.
For me, it's a caution.
But everybody...
You're about to push me to that point. When you start hitting me into the blood, when you start hitting me into the, you're breaking my fucking skin.
Blood? I'm Jesus.
Yeah, there's people who do knife play.
There's a whole different ball game. Mine's more like, I never really had a safe word, but I'm like, go faster if I can get it done.
That's not, but safe
or
words.
I'm like, I can fill you in my fucking stomach.
But safe words are only for like impact play, things where you're using objects to hit somebody. Because at that point, you can't really hurt them. If you get German stainless steel wheels.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm way out of the way.
I've never been there.
Can we just do missionary, please?
Well, no, I'm just saying because there's a lot of people out there, even in the Pride community, back to the Pride thing, that actually like that kind of shit.
Is. That's a whole
there's a lot. Bullpup.
Yes, that's a
like
category,
pet play.
Amen, bro.
I mean.
I had a bad experience with like role play and shit, so it's like.
But role play is different than pet thing. Play and different than.
Pet play is a whole different
thing. Pet play, what the fuck?
Pet play is where you dress up as an animal and the person will walk around as an animal and you treat them as your animal. If they're bad, they go in the cage. And if they're fucking good, you give them a treat or you massage their pussy.
Well,
or
mine's
fucking...
gonna be like unemotional support animal for Halloween. But, like, what? Right? Yeah, like, but that's, like, in the bedroom.
But that's different.
You're going to have your man.
He's not going to have a tail.
Yeah, he's an emotional support
animal. He's not going to have a tail.
I'm
going to
have, like, a fucking butt plug tail.
Yeah, that's right, what they're doing.
And
holy fuck. I need to do my research on
this. And my little furry my gloves room. Where I'm like,
yeah, daddy, I fucking do.
Yeah,
I absolutely
pull some people, right now so we can see.
Oh my lord, yes.
I want to see.
Oh
them.
Shit.
Can you
grab the backpack?
Oh shit.
Right. Grab the
we got
backpack.
Toys in studio here. We got toys in studio. We will not be performing any sexual acts on here. Just for put that message out there.
Huh?
But I was going to do a penis pump.
Okay, yes. Toilet.
I want to know.
So,
okay, so
we got some sex toys out here now.
I'm going to be bringing up my stuff.
Custom made kitty ears.
Okay.
And I have my own comb to brush them.
She's got cat ears.
Kitty
ears. Oh, damn.
Naughty kitty.
Naughty kitty.
Naughty kitty.
Okay. McD's is a naughty kitty.
McD's is a naughty kitty.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
So this is like my
what the fuck is that? Oh, we gotta go video. Oh my lord, that's a fucking butt plug with a big long. It looks like a ferret on it.
And I love it brushed on my back.
So while that big ass thing is in your butthole,
look at that. It's not even
what
that
the fuck?
Big.
You put that thing in your asshole?
Yes, absolutely.
We gotta try it.
It's a butt plug with a big ass feather on it. Looks like
it
a ferret.
It's not a big ass feather. It is a furry.
It's
little
like the size
thing.
Of a small apple, crab apple.
Jay, how many
what
you
the fuck?
Five? I have three.
Dude,
this is just about to be
McD's has got
it
three.
Is.
Three
this is
of
my
favorite.
Jam, though.
All right, folks, I'm back.
All right, let's.
We were showing tails.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
shit. Now, Jetho got
this is
what
generally
the
what
fuck?
We use for impact play. This is the submission set. Got this handcuffs, choke collar with a waistband thing. Great,
this
I'm glad.
Like
holy fuck.
Now.
It's got like four buckles on
this
it.
This is a flogger.
Five.
A flogger. Holy
this
fuck.
This is what you go.
Hey!
Like that.
I just been whipped.
Oh, no.
Time out. Time
is,
out.
This is a tiny one. This is one you go on the ass.
Okay. I like that one.
This
nice.
Is a dick gag.
What?
So the chick puts it in her mouth and she wraps it around her head. It's just like a ball gag.
Little
yes,
three
yes,
inch
yes.
dildo looks like a strap on. Oh, I like the purple one.
See, and but I
yeah.
know, I can't.
More butt plugs with feathers.
And then,
so those are what you say tail.
This is.
I will not wear a tail as a support animal.
This is a leather
ever?
Strap, which I can take work. Off and go like this, and just fucking whack somebody.
Jesus Christ, I like bats.
And then
they suck all
that. I like
this is. This is a ball gag.
A ball gag. Oh, yeah, I've seen that on movies.
Yeah, this is a ball gag. This is a...
What the fuck is that?
Oh,
oh shit.
Yes!
Jethro's got two penises on a suction cup and put it on his forehead.
Yep, and then this right here
right,
is one of the best... One of the best things you can use.
Oh,
that's...
Hot and
that's
cold.
Let me tell you about the first time I took my man to the fucking sex shop. And he turns around and there's like this whole fucking thing and he presses his button and it fucking shocks his ass.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that fucking cattle prod thing. It's fucking
yes.
crazy.
Shock me, daddy.
And she was like, whoa, what was
holy
that?
Fuck, why would you want to shock? Is that shock therapy?
Shocked him so hard.
Jesus Christ.
Great.
That's dangerous. I'm fucking living under a rock.
Yeah, definitely. I'm
gonna have to give me a box.
Yeah, and I'm a bag. I want a box.
You want a box?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So
I have a book bag.
I got the rose, and that shit fucking is.
So what
powerful.
Do you do?
I thought the rose was like a whole like this awesome thing that they were giving away and shit, and that shit's so powerful. It's crazy.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. So, the parade thing. I want to get back to the Pride Parade, because this is a month about Pride that we celebrate. So, what do you guys do? What do you guys march to?
Who you are, being part of who you are as a person, whether you're straight,
so like,
bisexual, homophobe,
so
whatever. You're still you,
why don't
right?
they have a parade from, like, me, for instance? I'm an avid sports fan. Why don't we just have a month where I just talk about sports?
Well, you can make
parade.
That if you want.
You could make that if you want. Like, get out there.
Literally, make it.
I know, but
sport.
We have shit like ESPN.
Yeah, but ESPN is, like,
and podcast worldwide about already,
and so is Pride. Listen, like world football.
So, but why do you guys? Why do you guys get a fucking a month and a parade and all this other shit? I'm a fucking half breed. Why don't I have a month? Why don't I have a fucking parade? Month.
And you do Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo? Fuck. Well, the only reason I like Cinco de Mayo is because fucking beer goes tequila. On sale.
Tequila!
I mean, I can eat Mexican food every motherfucking day. I don't need a goddamn month or a day to do it.
Right. It's just okay. A well, day I can be celebrate. Who I am,
but it's just a month.
I don't even like the 4th of July parade, really.
But it's like a worldwide, like who you are as a person. Just be proud.
All right, well, I'll go to a fucking Pride parade to check it out one time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bed.
I ain't wearing no rainbow shit, though.
I mean,
though.
You're going to see titties. You're going to see titties. You're going to see all
the ass.
You got to look at, you don't got to look at the dick.
Men covered in glitter.
There better not be no dicks.
There is going to be. It doesn't matter.
Why do you guys got to be naked?
Everybody just goes naked. It's like Sturgis.
Oh, love.
It's like a fucking Sturgis.
It's everybody loving everybody. It doesn't mean you gotta take a dick.
You love who you love, and that's that, right?
All right. All right.
There you go. Go there and be prideful. I love
prideful. I like that word. So, Mystic, any last words on this subject here?
Just be proud of who you are.
So pride means what?
If you're a homophobe. Be a homophobe, but you still be proud of being a homophobe.
So that's what pride means to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's just what
be proud of who you are.
All right. So, does it matter like what day of the week where you like to?
It's the whole month of June.
No, be proud. So be proud.
The whole month of June.
So,
at least
from bisexual
proud.
People, like one day, you're like, I want to fuck a girl.
Honestly, when you get that, when you get that one person, whether it's a girl or a guy that you love. You don't want to fuck the other person.
Like, well, see, if I was a lesbian, I'm a bisexual female, so I would never be a bisexual man. Just put that out there. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Don't ever say never, ever, because
oh, fuck
know.
That,
you
fuck that, no way.
You never know what
no,
happens.
Fucking
never,
put me.
You never know.
If that ever happens to me, put me down, like, next day.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
It's not like I was born one day and I was like, hey, I'm gonna be a lesbian. Armed bisexual.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm like,
one day I'm going to wake up like, fuck, man, I want to suck some cock today. No, not happening.
It
never.
It did actually kind of.
Do you think any?
What?
It did one day because I really did not like suck dick. But I like to suck pussy. Like, I will eat pussy all day long. But when you find that one dick where you just want to suck it, you learn to love to suck dick. Right?
I've actually seen a picture of the dish you're talking about. It's fucking gorgeous. It is really. I will say it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous dick. It's a good looking dick. I mean, if there was a poster child for a dick, that would be it. Color, texture. Well.
Because, are you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of fucking, I would guess I'm gay.
Proud?
Gay to that picture.
No, you're proud.
And have appreciation.
I will admit right now that I actually, this one chick spent some time with, she actually took a picture of me after I got out of the shower. And I looked at that picture, and I don't know, it was the way I was laying or what it was, but I would fuck the shit out of that ass for sure. And it was my own butt. But just the way I look, the way it looked, man, I was like, God damn. Like, if I could get that in a mirror, I'd probably beat one out to it for sure. But that doesn't make me gay.
It doesn't make you gay. It just makes you love yourself.
Yes,
which is all that gay pride is about. It's not about being gay or being pan or being trans or being anything. It's about loving yourself and accepting who you are inside.
Okay.
Fuck the politics.
Hell
fuck
yeah.
The titles.
Fuck politics.
Fuck them all.
Yes.
All that matters is love. That's all that gay pride is about. It's about love.
Right. All right. Thank you, McDees.
You're welcome.
All right, Jeff Ho.
What's pride mean to you? Do what you want, do what you please, but don't hit on me.
Don't hit on you?
If you're a dude, I mean, I'm not gonna be rude to you or anything like that.
If you hit on me, I'm gonna bust you in the fucking mouth.
Are you for real? If I had a dick right now and I was like, hey,
if you're
what
gay,
up?
If you're gay, you know I'm not gay, so don't even fuck around.
Oh, but listen.
No,
it's not
all
like
men
you,
are gay at some point.
No, fuck that. I talked to a gay before and he said, we know who's gay and who's gay.
That's how gay are. But Gator. I'm just saying that somebody that's gay told me they've seen all men around this place on a certain app that's gay.
All right, well, I have to curb my shit because I got some court dates coming up. So I would have to ask you, please do not hit on me then. Before, if you do hit on me, I'm going to fucking bust in your mouth.
Right.
Kindly. Because I don't like that shit, and it bothers me, and I'm growing. I'm growing every year.
Let me know how that next court date comes up.
Well, considering it's a hate crime now to hit one of them, you guys got to fucking...
One of them? Now we're a them?
Oh, one of you people! I walked into that. I'm not racist. But to me, pride is just like fucking... I got pride in my sports teams, like the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night. Championship!
How many of those players are in this sport?
Yeah, there's fucking, that's the dumbest thing to do in the world, is come out of the closet, being on a football team, professional football team. You want to piss your career away? Fuck that. Ain't no football player want to shower with a gay man.
But think about all the people they are that? In the high
because
school.
Because look at the Raider guy.
How do you know that?
But
that,
he still showers. And guess
the
what?
Fucking coach
they don't
fired.
Judge him because he still goes out there.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
They judge him in his head, but they're still accepting.
It's, well, it's the fucking Raiders for one, so that's acceptable
blood,
over there.
Love doesn't matter.
In football, there ain't no love in football.
There is love in football.
No, not when you're on the field. You love your team.
That's a fucking team. So you know what? If old Sally Joe Ho over here.
Oh yeah, I guess if he's my brother, he goes to battle with me. He goes to battle with me. Yeah, all right. I hear you. He goes to battle with me on the football field. He can go ahead and. Yeah, he can go murder fucking Carl's fucking asshole that night. As long as we win the motherfucking game, I don't give a fuck.
Handle bullshit. It doesn't matter what dick you take.
What happens if our friends is Peyton Manning on fucking Grindr?
Well, Peyton Manning, I bet, probably sometime held a cock other than his own in his hand.
Who cares?
Look at that forehead, is it?
What?
You know, forehead, what does his forehead have
his
to do with it?
Ain't got shit to
because
do
it's
cock.
Been dented so many
it
times. That's why it's so big.
From football.
No.
Not from cock.
He's a quarterback. He don't get
all
hit
right.
in the head with
listen,
the ball.
He probably does. He get tackled. And then you got other helmets and jail.
So what speaking if, of football, the big, probably.
What if Murray?
Jeff Garcia was a faggot.
Joker comes out and says, I'm gay. Oops. What if Joker or Murray comes out and says that they're gay?
Who? Joking?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy. Hell
what
no.
What if he did? What if he did?
What if he did and said
what
he was
if he
gay?
I was bisexual.
Hopefully he does it after we win the title.
Okay, but what if he still does? You're still gonna love him? You're still gonna buy all this fucking gear?
We ain't gonna win a game. Because all hell's gonna break loose.
How you know that?
I know that.
How you know that?
I know it.
That you're not gonna have a whole fucking team go out and bend the fucking knee and say, hey, bro, we got you.
No, get off your fucking knees in the world of sports. Please do not kneel.
They won't kneel. They
all right.
Though.
Well, thank you for all the call-ins. I mean, nobody wanted to touch this subject, but I would like to thank all my guests, Mystics, McDee's, and
Jetho
for all your input, and we will welcome them back to the show, and this might be a part two. We'll see.
Absolutely.
All right, Candy Tate, we out. Peace.
Don't worry, Professor. I was an accident, too.
PJ Three-Way, the... Can't entertain you. Peace.
McD's, have a good night, y'all.
Yes, this is Mystic. Thanks.
Same. Hey, peace out, homies. This has been your Jetho coming back at you. See y'all next time.